You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Topic: Breaking the Laws of Tradition and Logic. Document title: Your Net Out on the Other Side. Luke chapter 5, verse 5. Simon answered, "Master, we worked hard all night and did not catch anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." John chapter 21, verses 1 through 19. The next time the disciples saw Jesus was at the Sea of Tiberias, Galilee. This is how Jesus showed himself to them. Some of the disciples were in one place. They were Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples of Jesus. Simon Peter said to the others, "I am going fishing." The others said, "We are going with you also." They went out in a boat right away. That night, they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus was standing there by the sea. The disciples did not know it was Jesus. He said to them, "My children, did you catch any fish?" They answered, "No." He said to them, "Throw out your net on the right side of the boat. Then you will catch some." They threw out their net and caught many fish, so that they were not able to bring in the net. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he put on his coat and his belt. He had taken off some clothes to work. Then he jumped into the water. The other disciples came in a small boat. They were pulling the net. It was full of fish. They were not far from the land, only about 100 yards. When they came to the land, they saw a small fire. Fish and some bread lay on the fire. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish, which you have just caught." Simon Peter went to the boat. He pulled the net to land. It was full of big fish. There were 153 fish. But even with so many fish, the net did not break. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat." The disciples were all afraid to ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came. He took bread and gave it to them. Then he took fish and gave it to them. This was the third time that Jesus showed himself to the disciples after he had risen from death. After they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said, "Yes, Lord. You know that I like you. I am your friend." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He asked him the second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter said, "Yes, Lord. You know that I like you. I am your friend." Jesus said to him, "Take care of my sheep." Then he asked Peter the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you like me?" Peter was sad because of the way Jesus asked him the third time. So he answered him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you as a close friend." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were young, you put on your own belt. You went where you wanted to go. But when you are old, you will put out your hands. Others will put your belt on for you. They will take you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to show how Peter would die and make God's name great. When he had finished saying this, he said to him, "Come and follow me." "All this time, we have been fishing and have not caught anything. I know a lot of men who like to fish, and one thing I have learned from that is this: you do not tell a fisherman how to do his job." The seven disciples, under the leadership of Simon Peter, went back to doing the things they knew best, which was fishing. Simon Peter suggested it, and the others, Thomas, Nathanael, James, and John, the sons of Zebedee, and two more who are not mentioned by name, stepped into the boats and threw out the nets to go fishing. They had been at this all night. They threw out the nets and heaved them back in, time and time again. Eight tired men, without anything to show for all their efforts. These men had been walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus, and living under his teaching. Still, now, they were as sheep without a shepherd. Jesus had already shown himself two previous times, but now there was this man on the bank of the lake, telling them to throw their nets out again. It was not night anymore. It was day. The night is the preferred time to fish, and that night they caught nothing. When the night and darkness were the time of their failure, a time where the real work of light cannot be done, the antidote is found in the coming of the light. And with the coming of the light of life arrived. Some say that the disciples did not recognize Jesus because of the distance to the shore. Others say it was because of the morning fog on the lake. But none of this changes the truth that Jesus showed himself to those followers in their need of him. And Jesus started the conversation by saying, "Hey guys, you did not catch anything, did you?" They answered, "No, we did not." And Jesus said to them, "Throw your nets out on the other side of the boat." It was not really a question. He did not say, "Will you try your nets on the other side of the boat?" No, it was more like a command. "Throw your nets out on the other side of the boat." So they did, and the nets were so full that they were not able to get them back into the boat. With that, Simon Peter saw in this more than just a good catch, and he said, "It is the Lord." With this, I want to pause for a moment on the significance of this scripture for us Christians. When Jesus called his disciples, he told them that they would become fishers of men. Like so many Christians in our society, we are fishing night after night after night. And what is happening? Nothing is caught. This can be the most frustrating part of our life. How can this be? What is going on? Why are we not, producing a healthy catch? When Jesus called the disciples in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, he told them that they would become fishers of men. With this, he changed their perspective on life and set them up for a bigger, more important catch. The disciples went back to their old lifestyle, to the work they were familiar with, fishing, and now they did not catch a thing. Daylight arrived, and there was that man on the shore, telling them to throw their net out on the other side of the boat. Nobody in their right mind, by the laws of tradition and logic, would think this made sense. They were tired, and it was morning. The chance of a good catch was completely gone. But still, this was not spoken to them as a question. It was more like a command, so they did it. When they were working on pulling in the net, it was so full that it could hardly hold. They were not able to lift it in, and that is where the realization came from Simon Peter. It is the Lord. Many times in Scripture, Jesus is called the light of the world, and with the arrival of daylight, the light of the world arrived. For the disciples, there was not a question about throwing out the nets on the other side of the boat, because the authority of God had arrived. They did not realize it at that moment, but because of his authority, they still did it, and the results were overwhelming. Jesus showed himself after his resurrection to the ones who needed to see him. These seven needed to see him at this moment, because they were falling back into their old habits, becoming fishers of animals again, instead of being fishers of men, the very thing God himself had called them to be. This was also a job with a change of attitude and lifestyle. They had changed their lives from being workers of the night to being workers of the day. And now again, they were shown that during the night, they caught nothing. It was during the day that they made their huge catch. When you stand in the boat and throw your net out on the other side, you need to turn around first before you can do this. You need to convert. You need to go against your personal tradition. Move out of the well-known and step out of the darkness into the light. And when you do so, a great harvest, a good catch, is given to you. Jesus teaches us how to fish in many instances. He teaches us how to come into the kingdom by telling us who he is. The book of John tells us much, all in a prelude to the calling of being caretakers of his sheep. It is the call to be a shepherd with the shepherd. I am the bread of life. John chapter 6, verses 35, 41, 48, and 51. I am the light of the world. John chapter 8, verse 12. I am the door of the sheep. John chapter 10, verses 7 and 9. I am the good shepherd. John chapter 10, verses 11 and 14. I am the resurrection and the life. John chapter 11, verse 25. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the true vine. John chapter 15, verses 1 and 5. We need to eat and live according to his plan, the bread of life and the light of the world. Take care of the people and listen to the great shepherd, having the knowledge that if we want to have safety in eternity, we need to pass through him first to gain entrance into eternal life. Have full faith and knowledge of the way, the truth, and the life. And with all of that, be completely and firmly attached to the true vine. Because Jesus has the authority, the disciples turned around, and with that, they were ready for the big catch. When they came ashore, Jesus was there waiting for them with fire, bread, and fish. They had eaten, and Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Do you love me more than any of these?" John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, King James Version. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" He saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He saith unto him, "Feed my lambs." He saith to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" He saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He saith unto him, "Feed my sheep." He saith unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus saith unto him, "Feed my sheep." The authority to pastor is given to Simon Peter with the words to take care of the sheep. This is followed by a word of warning that this road will not be easy. When you were young, you dressed yourself. Now you are of age. Others will dress you and bring you to places where you do not want to be. Who wants to be in that situation? But that is not really a fair question, because the authority from God has been given to pastor to shepherd the sheep. He has turned around to throw his net on the other side. He turned from the darkness into the light. With this, he threw off the things he was familiar and comfortable with. The ways of darkness were not his ways anymore. The tools and habits of the trade of the dark no longer worked in the light, and they were done away with. A new era had arrived. He had been converted from the darkness into the light, from a fisher of fish to a fisher of men. To be in and work in God's kingdom, we need to turn away from our old ways and start anew. Throwing our nets out on the other side of the boat means converting from our ways of darkness to the ways of light. It means following the great I Am, eating the bread of life, and walking through the gate guarded by the shepherd himself. the gate through which no predator can enter, walking on the road to follow the way, the truth, and the life into eternity. To do this, we need to be obedient to the authority that is given to us, and, with Luke chapter 5, verse 5, say, "Yes, Master, we will do so." Accepting the authority given in his leadership is the first step to a great catch. Knowing that it is only with his authority that the harvest is brought into the kingdom. Beloved, there comes a moment in every believer's walk where the old methods, the old habits, the old comforts, and even the old religious routines bring back nothing but empty nets. We can labor all night in our own strength, with sincere hearts and tired hands, and still find ourselves staring into an empty boat. But then Messiah stands on the shore. He does not shout condemnation. He calls with authority, direction, and invitation. The question is not whether we know how to fish. The disciples knew how to fish. The question is whether we are willing to obey when Yeshua tells us to do something that breaks with our tradition, interrupts our logic, and challenges our pride. Faith often begins at the place where our expertise ends. The harvest is not born from stubborn repetition of what failed in the night. The harvest comes when we turn toward the voice of the Master in the light of morning. And notice this, Jesus did not only give them fish, he also had bread and fish already waiting on the fire. The one who commands the harvest is also the one who provides the meal. He is not only Lord over the net, he is Lord over the shore, the fire, the bread, the fish, the calling, and the restoration. In him, failure is not the final word. In him, denial is not the end of Peter's story. In him, empty nets become full nets, and broken servants become shepherds of his sheep. So today, hear his voice again. Turn the boat. Throw the net on the other side. Step out of the night and into his light. Follow the great I Am, the bread of life, the light of the world, the door, the good shepherd, the resurrection, and the life, the way, the truth, and the life, and the true vine. The harvest belongs to him. And when we obey his voice, the net will be filled according to his kingdom purpose. Every day is the time that we need to investigate whether we have turned back again, like the seven in John chapter 21, to our old ways. And if we have, we need to make sure we convert to the other side of the boat, from the night into the day, from the empty nets into the full nets. Eating from the bread that brings life, not just a full tummy. On what side are you fishing today? Are you fishing on the side that catches fish during the night? Or are you hearing the voice of Jesus and now fishing on the other side, and with that also fishing in his light? Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.